I'm gonna call the Annexation and Zoning Committee meeting to order. Did somebody see the public notice? Did she email that out? I didn't look at my email today.
She did.
Okay, so we did have a public notice, but. And the, does anybody have a copy of it? There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the purpose of this meeting is to consider, to discuss the Flower Hospital banner request and the review of our existing policy relating to banners and whatever other business we have coming for us. And I guess I wanted to talk about the general first and then talk about the specific. And that is our general policy. Did Mr. Long leave or is he coming? He's gone. All right.
It's his birthday and he's off to a birthday celebration.
Oh, good.
What could it say? He recorded it.
Okay, so the issue is what we're gonna do about banners. Our sign code, generally doesn't allow banners, although we can allow banners. And any banners that we do approve, that we do authorize, have to be authorized by us. And I haven't been that involved in our, directly in the banner program. We know about the banner program in downtown. And the process for soliciting sponsors for that, Katie, I think you've probably been involved with that maybe more than I have been.
I have, and ProMedica was approached about participating in our banner program, but they declined.
Mercy is currently participating.
Mercy participates, Republic Services participates. Marathon may or may not be participating. It's looking more like may not. But it's a $5,000 commitment gets the banners printed for the polls. And then there's a artwork that's provided in different ways. And I think there's, I can't remember the exact amount of polls, but from Monroe.
Our banner, but those banners are, we have our artistic committee that designs those.
It's the Downtown Decorations Committee and they are, there's Arts Commission people, there's Downtown Sylvania business people. There's, do you come to it, Bill? Or me? So it's a community committee with Arts Commission and business owners and some city people, me, but.
And the $5,000 banners buys how many banners?
$5,000.
$5,000 buys how many banners?
Oh, I'm not good at remembering numbers. But I know that it's Monroe Street to Summit to Judy Young Drive and then Main Street from the bridge up to Erie. So that's four blocks. Oh, plus Maplewood from the railroad tracks to Summit Street.
And is the $5,000 just covers the cost of the banners?
And everything, right. It's not like it's a fundraiser. It's not like it's generating profit. That's enough money to get them printed and.
And put up? Okay. It'd be interesting to know.
And we've sourced them. I mean, we've whittled the price down. We started with one vendor and they were charging more. And then we researched all the different vendors and the ones that we're using now, this $5,000 is really the best price. And then the banners that hold up versus, you know, our first round, we paid more and they didn't hold up as well. So it's been researched and we feel like we're getting the best price and.
And the city's portion of that would be the labor.
Right.
To put them up.
Right.
And maintain them.
And they're very nice downtown. It's nice to have banners.
Right.
Yeah.
And it makes a statement because it's on every single poll. And it's, there's a science behind having three of them. You don't have an even number and you don't have five and you don't have seven. You have three because more than three is, and this is, you know, Arts Commission and artist people talking. There's a, like I said, a science behind three.
It's the rule of threes.
It's the rule of three.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole universe is based on three.
You'd laugh.
All
I have one question on, at one time there was talk that they were going to try to take, when they take the banners down, make them into artwork, purses, all that kind of stuff.
That is still a possibility, but there is, you need a certain amount of capital to take the banners and make them into the bags and where that capital is coming from and you.
I have seen some of them for sale, though.
Yes, well, I was selling them, and so that money actually went back, because sometimes there's expenses for artists, there's expenses for, like, sometimes artwork has to be bought.
That's good.
No, that, and that money, the Arts Commission keeps, like, a separate account for all the money for the banners that were sold goes into that account, and that money is then used again for the new banners.
Okay, but this is all different than these cause-related banners that we are seeing now, right? The Lord's one, this one.
Yeah, let's talk about Lord's. What would you, I forget how, we approved those too, right? Didn't we approve those?
They were running the anniversary celebration.
We did approve them, they asked, I think there's eight of them, and they told us where they're gonna put them. They left them up too long, just like Flower did for these. We came back and gave them an extension, and I think we're limited to 12 or 18 months or something, and they should really be asking again pretty soon, I bet. But those are nice to have done. And the flower ones for the centennial celebration made sense to me. They are both nonprofit institutions in town. You might not think ProMedica's nonprofit, but technically they are. Flower Hospital certainly is. And maybe that's how you can limit it, so Burger King can't put them up all over. I don't know.
Well.
It's nice to have them up.
That's something we could. We could do by policy without amending our, amending the code, that the policy would be that we would only do these for.
Right.
But you have to, I mean, be careful of your visuals too. I mean, you've got so much stuff downtown and you, I mean, there's also the beauty of hanging in like every pole in a certain amount of space that makes a statement versus randomly, you know, hanging one by the freeway and then skip six poles and hang another one, it loses its message.
Well, I think we can ask them what their plan is there.
Yeah, because there wasn't.
There wasn't a plan.
Well, and the other piece, I guess.
In the Lord's plan, did we have that specification of where they were gonna hang?
And I think we have it for flower as well. They gave it to us the first time, which poles they were gonna use.
The piece of it about it more is that the ones that we've seen so far have been sort of, I don't wanna say public service, but in the Lord's case, it spoke to their anniversary, correct? And I think in.
I don't know about that.
What was it? What was the?
It just said Lord's. It was just like a color and it said Lord's.
Yeah, okay.
It was very direct. When you're driving by, you could read it. There was no question of what is that.
Yeah.
And it was on their property, the corner that they considered their entrance, whether.
Okay, so my point is that those though were, these seem promotional to me. For the first time, you know, you have pictures of doctors and nurses treating patients. And it just seems, and the look of them almost looks like advertising.
It is.
And so I guess, I don't know how to characterize that, Doug, but it is.
I don't know that I've seen banners that are photographs either. This, Katie, have you seen these in your research? They're usually graphics, not photographs.
So our very first banners were three photographs that were turned into artwork. They were,
That's right.
There was a tree that was outside the courthouse and it was all.
Very graphic, not people pictures.
Right, and there's also, like, you notice when you go into ProMedica facilities, that right inside the door, they usually have one of their banners on a stand that you walk, like, they have them all over the place. You walk in and you see their banner right inside their front door, which is a banner that you're designing for somebody to walk by in a hallway is a different graphic than a banner that is hanging on a pole that you're driving by.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a different visual and a different.
I would like to think that this is a decorative thing for our city, you know, and.
Plus the color is probably decorative, but if you look at these, they are different.
They're advertising.
Okay, what if we, we've got this downtown decorations committee, right? What if we developed as a policy that we would like input, comment, recommendation from this downtown decoration committee on any proposed banners prior to it coming to council for consideration?
You also have.
To give you an opportunity to jawbone with who's ever
whoever is approaching us, be it, yeah.
I mean, and, well, I can tell, I mean, the Downtown Decorations Committee is the one that's promoting the sponsor, the,
right,
you know, the banners that we hang for $5,000, so this is totally not gonna, it's not gonna go, it's not gonna go well.
How about the Board of Architectural Review? They do all our signs.
I think just in general, though, I mean, or, well, what if we just say it has to stay on your property?
And can we stop them from hanging them on their property?
No.
No.
Yeah, they're signs.
Well, actually, and there are.
Let me get one, yeah.
Well, we asked Kevin to put up the street.
Oh, okay.
Any sign within the right of way has to be approved.
And do they hang these, or do we hang them for them?
They hang those.
They hang them themselves?
I wonder, my concern is the aesthetics of it, right? And I wonder if the Arts Commission or the Sign Commission can take into consideration what we typically do as part of our downtown sign program, in terms of guidelines, and also kind of take into consideration the tone of the banners that we had for ProMedicaf before and for Lourdes, and come up with some sort of aesthetic standards or design standards for this thing. You know, no overt commercial message or photography, you know, whatever it might be. And at least give all of these applicants some general guidelines.
So right now, there's a template that, because Sylvan School is doing the art banners, the Republic Services banners, and that all the template that shows that how much space is going to say Sylvania and how much, and then the rest of it, I mean, Sylvan School will do like a stack of banners, and then the committee will pick out three that works. I mean, it's hard to.
But they're graphics, they're drawings, they're not photographs. Is that correct?
Because these are kids.
These are kids.
Sylvan School, this is elementary. They're either going to be jazz related.
I have to say.
Is it that we don't like the photograph? Is that, you think that's what's?
Well, I don't, something about driving along seeing a set of lungs in our downtown doesn't really make me happy.
Aesthetically.
Well, some of them, I mean, if I see a baby, I might be happy.
But you know, even if they took an image of a physician and did a photo treatment on it, you know, some sort of, something that was sort of artistic.
Maybe it has to be artistic in our program. Because, I mean, actually, the first time I saw the sheet, I wasn't even driving by it in a car. And I'm still looking at it. What is that? The first one.
Well, they probably want to put them up on the poles that they already have. They're, you know, they just want to replace the banners that they have. So I don't, they're not probably going to want to do the downtown thing. I mean, we can try.
We liked their last.
Sorry.
No, we didn't. Yes, but they've been up on too long. And I like where it said 12 months. And we're done with them.
And I think the problem.
Or come back and to replace them. They have to have a limit, because I think they look tattered, and I don't know if they're tattered, but they look old.
The problem.
I don't object.
Okay, let's have.
I think it adds a different character than our downtown. We have a good program downtown. I think it's nice at Lourdes, and I think this can be nice too. That is our medical corridor, something like that. If there's something about these that bother me, and guidance from the Art Commission or the Downtown Decoration Committee can work, but I don't think they have to qualify like downtown ones. But I think they need some help. It's just not.
Well, Mercy now has a facility on Sylvania. So Mercy came to us, and they're participating at our downtown, and when they wanted to put it, and I'm sure there's poles in front of there. I can't visualize them, but I'm sure there are poles there. They wanted to put banners on those, and then they don't have to pay us $5,000 to do it at that time. We could.
Just say no.
We could just say, you know, we really don't like these designs. So
I want to change where they can put it too. All the way around Monroe Street, the other side of Express, or just say Haroon only.
You could do Haroon only in front of your building, number one.
Getting to this point, should we be charging a fee for any banners, is the question.
I wasn't getting anywhere.
I don't have
a solution to this.
If they put them up, you know, and take care of maintenance, I'm not sure quite what, we don't want to tax them, that's kind of what it would be, a fee, you know.
If they're putting it up, then I guess you can.
I just want it to look nicer.
And this doesn't look nicer.
No.
I like the colors.
They need a little.
Colors are great.
The colors and actually the, except for the pictures, except for the pictures, they're fine.
Yeah.
You know.
In the short term, I mean, I think the policy is fine, but in the short term, these folks are wanting to have some response from council. Could we go back to them and say,
we need something more artistic?
Who did this come into?
Give us another option.
This coming to you, Jeff?
After Monday night's meeting, I called the paper to do a proposal.
Yeah.
About it, and I kind of put them on notice that council wasn't exactly enamored with me, with the banners and the layout.
With the design of the.
They'd make good bookmarks.
And I guess a question, Kevin, to ask about that is, are they putting, I mean, have they gotten approval, for example, from Maumee to put these up in front of St. Luke's? Or have they gotten approval from Toledo to put them up on North Cove? And those are residential neighborhoods in some cases.
Yeah, I don't care what they're doing so much, could you have a conversation with him that would maybe do the effect that, what council would like to see is, the 100th anniversary thing was kind of special, we'd like to maybe limit these to the poles in front of the hospital along Haroon, and.
Or maybe just on their driveway on the way in. Something more artistic rather than photographs.
Something, and the photographs are a little much.
Whatever.
What would they think about?
I just don't feel like we should have to deal with.
Different graphic for it. Like the colors, don't really have a problem with the words. Oh, we're not saying no, let's see if we could get them to move on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you think they're already printed?
I can call them.
No.
Do you think they're already printed?
Doesn't matter.
I don't, the way he talked, I don't believe so, but again.
They threw these together pretty quick.
Isn't that by some interns?
You know, we could, we could welcome them to like talk to the Arts Commission, if they would like some direction, that might be the way to go, that they could.
That they could talk with the Arts Commission.
Yeah, and maybe get some suggestions.
Yeah.
Look for something.
We do have, tell them we do have an Arts Commission if they need some help.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
So we're leaning towards a policy of nonprofit, of limiting banners to nonprofits in front of their facility. And we're going to exercise some artistic review of proposed banners before we approve.
Yes.
Okay, well.
I think you've already got the Board of Architectural Review.
Well, we could have them approve them.
But that's more like the sign or measuring.
Yeah.
Why can't we use our downtown group?
Yeah, and our.
Because of the downtown group. Sounds like they really want.
Put it into a broader, put it into the Arts Commission.
The Arts Commission, I can.
Because then you actually have people that are like graphically minded and very particular. Who might be able to put some standards together, and I shouldn't.
Okay, so for the quick response, let's call them and say, we're thinking in front of their property, and.
12 months.
Could we rethink these designs? Because we think the photographs and the detail have concerns about the aesthetics. And if they look at the banners that were otherwise approved, they're more graphic designs, and see how they react. Okay, so we have a specific solution. In terms of the general solution, okay, we've started to establish a policy. Do we want to more formalize that at this point?
Let's see how it goes.
No.
I think we see how it goes.
I think we do too.
I think we gotta pull up the existing policy before we get any more formal. I don't.
We don't have a policy.
Nothing on this sort of thing?
No.
I think it's up to us.
We now have a precedent.
Well, we're talking about signs. Can I, this is an unrelated question.
Yes, because our notice says we can talk about other things that are appropriate.
So if there's a sign with a tarp over it, is, how does that, do you know what sign I'm talking about? So it's the sign, it's the Major Magic sign, and it's like a double pole sign, and they've got like a blue tarp hanging over it and tied because Major Magic isn't there anymore. And it's like just, I mean, by spring it's going to be shredded.
We'll get that.
Do you know what sign I'm talking about? It looks really bad. All right.
It's been about a month and I had not followed up with it.
I thought there was an RV underneath it.
Which violates our code. It's on the front of the building.
The next meeting.
I have to go.
Okay, so I think we're adjourned.
Of course.
Thank you.